Sunday Meditation, February 11th, 1996.
Let's see, we have a two-part question today. First of all, we'd like to receive whatever information is permissible about the reason Hatan has been overshadowing our group so much recently and why Carla was feeling the need to challenge Hatan a couple of times ago. And we would also like to know about the principle of the incarnation by seniority of vibration. It rewards those who have done a lot of work or successful work in consciousness by allowing them to incarnate more rapidly and then more rapidly achieve the goal of making it into fourth density. Those who do not have such success find that apparently even that which they have has been taken away and the lessons become a little more difficult in the succeeding incarnation. We're wondering how a person how that works. Is that really the way that works? Because if you can't do the first choice of lessons very well, is it going to be any easier to make it more difficult? And also along that line, when we feel that there are some real opportunities to grow, and yet we feel that there are restrictions around us, what is the principle that operates with the feeling of expansiveness and opportunity, and yet there are restrictions? Is it merely the third density illusion, or are there carryovers from other incarnations, or what could be the reason for feeling these restrictions and blockages to opportunity?
We are those of the principle of cool. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a privilege and a blessing, as always, to move among the harmonizing energies of your circle and to share with you in the desire to seek the truth. We happily share our opinions with you with the one request that each keep the powers of personal discrimination sharp and allow only those of our thoughts which find an answering recognition in your hearts to stay with you and to allow the rest to float away on the wind. We shall deal with these several questions in part separately. We shall speak concerning the instrument's question about those known to you as Hatan. The principle which speaks through this instrument, as each knows, is a created collaboration between those of the social memory complex known to you as Ra and that known to you as Latui. This combined fifth and sixth density vibration was that which was called to your group at the time of this instrument's first reception of our signal. However, as the one known as Bob made a decision to establish the residence in order to be a part of this group week by week, there was a call for the compassion and loving attention which the ones of Hatton so beautifully personify. This is the adjusted balance which we feel shall be the appropriate mixing of information and that which you have no real word for in your language that we can find, but that this instrument would call the emotional tone. The call for the one known as Hatton had been such that it was always, shall we say, aware of these transmissions, for it has a long established contact with this group. However, we have been pleased with the way the new blending of energies matches the call of your particular group as it is made up at this time. The portion of this collaboration which speaks through this instrument is the voice of Alatwi. However, both those of Hatton and those of Ra are able to share in the process of creating that which we offer this instrument. The perception that this instrument has had of the ones known as Hatton is, in our opinion, a sign of this instrument's fastidiousness. We are pleased that this instrument is careful and does challenge those energies and essences which she perceives, whether or not she grasps the reason for their approaching your circle of seeking. We would commend this instrument for its care in attempting to retain a precise tuning. This is greatly appreciated by us. This instrument requests that we move on to the other topics at this time, and so we shall. The subject of seniority by vibration is a concept which is easily misperceived by one who is attempting to think upon it in a logical manner. This is due to the improper emphasis which your culture places upon the direction of catalytic energy. The principle of seniority by vibration is simply that. As an entity takes hold of those gifts, talents, and resources with which it entered the incarnational experience, and works to maximize the giving of those gifts through the manner of living, the efforts and intentions to serve and to offer the perceived gifts as fully as possible create a rhythm of learning, changing, consolidating, and preparing for more learning. This cycle, once perceived by an entity, can, shall we say, be cooperated with by that entity. Thereby, doubling and redoubling the polarity of the incarnational experience and the efficiency of processing the catalyst received. This process has virtually nothing to do with the earthly values, that is, the lessons given for which the gifts are prepared, are lessons in loving, in becoming more able to accept love, in the patience that is love's steely center. And so forth. These are earthly gifts. But in spiritual terms, they move towards the metaphysical processes of spiritual evolution. So that the entity which gazes at the world scene and attempts to make sense of the gifts that it has been given with regard to the world scene will surely be confused and stymied. For those things which are accomplished in the career, the working of the daily job, and so forth, are those actions which take place upon the surface of the illusion, whereas the spiritual work is being done through these everyday experiences, but tending towards the building, not of a worldly success, but of the what the one known as Bob called earlier the discipline of the personality. So one who has gained seniority by vibration is one who has taken those gifts that it was given and has attempted wholeheartedly to use them in order to work upon those inner lessons of love, patience, mercy, and compassion. These are the actual riches to be gleaned from the earthly illusion. The purifying of emotion, the cleansing of the processes of perception. These are the work that tends towards seniority by vibration. These gifts may seem to express in many manifestations, many fruits of labor, many accomplishments, yet the actual vibration of the entity experiencing these processes is the thing at question. For instance, the one known as Bob pointed out that while inwardly this entity is experiencing a fairly rapid expansion of the array of tools consciously realized and recognized, its outer experience has been one of needing to be the youngest, the least experienced, and so forth. In earthly terms, the atmosphere of work conducted under these restrictions seems completely against the rhythm of expansion of consciousness. And yet, it is in working with the guise of humility while remaining able to keep the expanded viewpoint that shall make a difference in the entity's vibration. Not any success of an outer nature could change that vibration, but rather the work done while the outer illusion dances merrily by. This is the heart of the work. So gazing upon the outer circumstances and making judgments is guaranteed to be an exercise in folly, metaphysically speaking. For the illusion is designed specifically to confuse and trap the intellect in such a way that eventually it must give up the attempt to make sense of the illusion. We are aware that this group is desirous of serving to the very best of its capacity. And we feel that this is the intention to be encouraged, that the attempt personally and the attempt as a group to share in love and service is the heart of that which shall indeed speed the processes of the spiritual evolution of each. For when there is the group that gathers together, there is the additional energy generated by the combination of those entities, which, as each in this group is already aware, is an energy that is doubled and redoubled far beyond simply the addition of one entity to another. We are pleased with this group that offers itself in service at this time in terms of its sincere and honest attempt to be the best it can be. We can assure each that the world scene offers a story that has its most helpful points fairly well hidden in the folds of many and various details. It is almost impossible to dwell within the dream and know what lies beyond that dream. This is your situation at this time. This is not a situation we encourage you to escape. This is your appropriate position, not to know or to understand why destiny has offered this lesson or that, but rather to gaze at that moment that is the present, and to look with complete attention at the wonder, the depth, the infinity of that moment. Love lies within each and every moment of this infinite creation. If the seeking soul can keep its eyes upon that love, if the fainting heart and the overtired brain can remember that love, then the work which will encourage seniority is being done to the best of your capacity. We encourage each to love, respect, and enjoy the dream life that is incarnation in the shadow world of earthly life. Yet not to expect it necessarily to make sense. We suggest that each not be fooled by what the world view may think in terms of the station you hold in life or what is actually going on. We encourage instead that living desire to seek, to love, to serve. Taste the keenness of hope. Rest in the fullness of faith. And keep the eyes upon the goal. And that goal is the realization of love. We would at this time continue this transmission through the one known as Jim. We leave this instrument with thanks in love and in light. We are Nkwo.
I am Kwo. And greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, as is our custom with this group, we would offer ourselves to those who may yet have a query for us. Is there a query at this time?
I have one. At the meeting last week, I experienced, after the meeting last week, I experienced a great flow of energy that was just storming up my spine, I guess you'd have to say, just the core of me, and just roaring, just falling like cascades of water off my head, my fingers, my toes, just pouring off of me. And it went on for most of the night. It was delightful. I really enjoyed it. But I realized that I wasn't actually able to do anything with it. And I felt that it was probably coming from Bob, since that was the only thing that had changed in the group since the last time. And I believe that is correct, because I simply feel better when he's around. There is definitely a battery effect. I wondered if you could say anything about it, if there was, if there's something that you can say to, why, how can we do the best that we can to offer it in a balanced way. Any comments that you have? This is a new thing for me. I'm really interested in anything you have to say about it. Did we have some past life experiences together? Anything like that? Or just how to balance it the best and most appropriate.
I am Kwok, and am aware of your query, my sister. We have some difficulty in speaking directly to this query, for there is the experience which is unusual that has a significance for the growth of at least one entity within this circle of seeking. The experience of the energy moving through your physical vehicle is the experience that has been made available both by the receptivity of your vehicle, its ability to respond to the desire which you have shown for a new beginning, and the energies in this circle that have been opened to you through this desire. There has been the choice upon your part to restrict certain activities and to adopt a new attitude. You, by this choice, have made available the opportunity for assistance, shall we say, from in your estimation any source which offers itself in service. Thus, the one known as Bob has been available for adding his own energies to this circle of seeking by his own choice. And through this mutual making of choices has come the opportunity for each to be available for the further energizing of this group's seeking in these meditations. Each choosing to give and receive that which is most appropriate for each at this time. We find that beyond this point of our speaking lies information which must at this time remain unspoken due to our desire to maintain the free will of all. Is there any further query to which we may speak, my sister?
Yes, there is. That's perfectly fine. I don't really care about other lifetimes, although I will ask someone known as Aaron about it, who you know very well. I imagine he'll be glad to talk about things like that. But I had some feelings that I probably, if this was a balanced energy exchange, which is usually my modus operandi, then Bob was probably getting energy also, but it was of a different type. And that this might be part of the, I don't know, inspiration or whatever that he had been experiencing as far as a new motherboard, as he called it, things being set up. Am I thinking along balanced lines here? Is that more or less accurate?
I am. And am aware of your query, my sister. As we spoke previously, there is interesting information available which is of somewhat the nature you have mentioned, and does include the feeling of the one known as Bob that there is a new foundation, shall we say, upon which to build the remaining incarnation. And this new beginning has aided in your own energizing as well. Beyond this point, we find a difficulty in speaking further for the aforementioned reasons.
Yes, just let me ask it a slightly different way and see if I can get an answer here. What I'm mostly concerned here is, are we doing everything that we can to offer this energy purely and in a balanced manner?
I am cool, and am aware of your query, my sister. We feel that you have been most conscientious in attempting to balance and use these new found energies, and will find further refinements available. Is there any further query, my sister?
No, I'm dry. Thank you very, very much.
I am Kwong. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, Kwong. I'm curious about Hatan's calling to this particular group. I'm curious as to the origination of the call, or was it a call that resulted from some principle involved with the formation or the blending of the energies of this particular group?
I am Kwong, and am aware of your query, my brother. The call was the addition of your presence to this circle in a more, shall we say, stabilized manner. It is those of Hatan's estimation that the compassion which they have to offer by their very nature is a quality which would be helpful to your own beingness. Thus, they have responded with their presence. Is there any further query, my brother?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
I am Kwong, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query?
Was it the same when I joined the circle, Kwong? If you can answer, curious.
I am Kwong, and am aware of your query, my brother. It is the case, my brother, that when entities who seek the ability to give and receive that quality of love that is most closely aligned with compassion, that the entities of Hatan respond, for it is their hallmark quality that is able to meet most sufficiently the desire of a new member to feel the inspiration and the compassion together in the kind and quality of messages offered by Confederation contacts in this group. This call, which was indeed offered by your presence in this circle some time previously, and which those of Hatan were happy to offer. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, not another question. Well, thank you. I great brothers and sisters of Hatan.
I am Kwong, and we thank you as well, my brother. Is there another query at this time? I am Kwa, and am again with this instrument. We also are greatly gratified, my brother, that you have found a home within this circle of seeking for we and those of Hatan value beyond measure each entity which chooses to work in a conscious fashion in a group such as this one, for it is by such combined efforts that each progresses most rapidly in the gaining of the service to others polarity. Thus, we join you in the feeling of gratitude. Is there any further query at this time?
No, not for me.
I am Kwa. In closing, then, we would thank each entity present for blending their vibrations into this circle of seeking, for the energies of each present, though at this circle somewhat lower than usual, are yet a glorious sight to behold from our point of view. Such energies may be seen for both their variety, their intensity, and their brilliance. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kwa. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
United people, we are one.